something.
And moving to a slightly related question, but in the human realm, we have a question here for you, Chris, from Kitty Matze, who's written in for some medical help.
Please help. I'm forever constipated. I exercise at least 3 times a week. I drink lots of water. I eat all bran almost every morning. I don't eat white bread. The feeling of wanting to do number two never comes naturally. Why and what can I do to help it?
It sounds uncomfortable, doesn't it? Well, look, this is actually a pretty common. So I thought we could have a little quiz because actually you might think that this is something that only everyone else suffers from. But in fact, many people do get constipated. And I thought we could have a sort of science fact or science fiction around constipation. Or in this case, I suppose we're talking whether it's dogma or dog muck. I'm going to read you some statements and you have to tell me whether you think it's true or false. Everyone's okay. Involved. No one's off the hook. Right. So here we go. First one. The majority of healthy people have a bowel movement every day. Is that science fact or science fiction? Do you all think?
Fiction.
Fact.
Matt says fiction.
I think
Giles goes every day. And,
on average.
Actually, it's false. Oh. Only about 50% of the normal population poo daily. How often are you going then, do you think, Matt?
Well, I've just come back from a stag do, so several times.
Okay, question two. Toxins accumulate in the intestine when bowel movements are infrequent. Is this true, fact or fiction?
Well, I think we're coming back to the hangover poo here as well. But I would... It is a really good way of getting... like nasty stuff out, so I would say yes.
Speak for yourself, Kat. Eleanor, what do you
say? Fiction.
Charles?
I would say fiction. Man. I think your liver probably does most of the toxin removal.
Yeah, it's a fiction. There's no evidence that toxins accumulate when bowel movements are infrequent or that constipation actually leads to disease.
I'm sucking at this, I really am.
Okay, chronic constipation affects about half the population. Fact or fiction?
If half the population don't poo once again, I'm going to say fact.
Okay.
Well, I seem to be getting all of these wrong, so I'm going to go with Giles.
Fact. Matt?
Fiction.
Matt's pretty emphatic about that.
Yeah, I'm going to go for fiction as well.
Yeah, it's false. It is actually very common, though, being constipated. About one person in five is a sufferer of regular constipation. 20%. Right. Yeah, right. Exercise fluids and the right foods prevent constipation. There you go.
But that's what she says, our listener says, that she's exercising and she's eating.
Well, that's the question
and...
I'm asking you. Yeah. Is that true? Or is it a fiction?
Ooh. Well, clearly it's not working for her.
Yeah. Couldn't there be some kind of genetic predisposition or something, maybe?
Well, the answer is actually false, because those things do contribute, but actually psychology plays a very big role.
Oh, really?
Also, medical conditions, Parkinson's disease. Classically, people who have Parkinson's often get problems. And also people with an underactive thyroid often get problems in that department. And people who use drugs such as codeine, so painkillers, they are very, very constipating. So how do you sort this out? Well, your bowel has as many nerve cells in it as your brain. In some people's cases, it has more nerves than your brain. So actually, it can learn. And when people talk about a bowel habit, this actually is very true. Your bowel learns your pattern of eating, and it learns when you tend to need to make space and eject stuff, throw stuff down the toilet. So get into a habit is the advice. Go to the toilet regularly at the same time. But anything between once a day and about once a week is actually known to be compatible with good health. And most people think themselves into a state of worry when in fact they don't need to worry. So you're all right, Kat, you're okay. Now it says here, sorry, Matt.
I would point out that if you are really struggling, strong German lager is also this is proven to be highly
evidence-based approach. The other thing they say is don't ignore the urge to go, because there are people and they're dubbed anally retentive for good reason, which is they're busy doing something else and they think, I won't go, I could go, but I won't go, I'm busy with this. And that's really bad, because what it does is it detunes your response of your gut, which it senses stretch and it knows when you need to go. And if you blunt that reflex, you're more likely then to store up trouble for yourself, quite literally. Also reduce stress, because psychological distress actually can manifest in a range of ways, either going too often or not going enough. Drinking plenty of fluids does make a difference, because if you are really, really dehydrated, it can make things harder and harder to go. Also increasing dietary fibre is a good idea, because that does have a pro-motility effect in some people. And don't abuse laxatives, because there are some people who think they've got something wrong, so they start taking lots of laxatives and the laxatives make them go, but then they become laxative dependent. And it's a good idea not to do that, but to resort to other things. The thing that, to bottom line here, excuse the pun, is that it's not so much how often you go that's the problem, it's if something changes. And what doctors like me are interested in, not at parties, but if you come to seek my advice professionally, is we're asking you not how often do you go, but have you noticed any change? Because what's normal for you, we're all different. Everyone has their own sort of bowel habit, but it's when it changes all of a sudden, having previously been established, that's when we worry. So if being a little bit constipated is normal for you, consider some of these simple things that might help to improve matters, but don't panic unless something has suddenly changed.
The naked scientist getting to the bottom of all the important issues.